Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey is heavily involved in a regional effort to reduce costs and inefficiencies in the local health care system. She says they studied data and found that a small number of people are overusing the system. For example, some people are going to the emergency room as many as 62 times a year. That's more than once a week.
We started coming together. We decided that we were going to pool our dollars together as a region because we share the same hospital catchment area, meaning we all share St. Charles. And so we can actually identify those folks who 82% had the Oregon Health Plan. So they have insurance. We're already paying for it. And now they're in our emergency room. So we're paying for it twice.
A new Senate bill paves the way for a regional health care reform initiative, and Central Oregon is the pilot program. Bainey says once those frequent flyers were identified, they focused on getting them the care they needed and better comprehensive services so they wouldn't keep using the emergency rooms for non-emergency needs. The effort started about 2 years ago, and if the idea works, it may be launched statewide. Well, we're about 2 weeks away from the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. One group of Americans want to honor the day in a very distinctive way. Run of the Cascades is a motorcycle rally that calls for riders to gather at the Crook County Fairgrounds September 8th through the 11th. Aaron Myra, spokesman for the event, says they already have lots of riders signed up.
You know, when we started this, we really thought it would just be a regional type of situation, but as recently as 2 days ago, I got word that there's people as far away as Maryland and Illinois, New Zealand, very large groups of people, not just one or two, coming from a very long distance.
Myra says they'll have a 9/11 salute parade through Prineville on Saturday, September 10th. Their goal is to have one rider for every soul lost in the 9/11 attack and for every soldier from Central Oregon who's lost his or her life since then. Myra says you don't have to come on a motorcycle to take part. It's also going to be a fundraiser for about 15 different charities, many of which support veteran services.
You know, when we started this, we really thought...
We bumped the wrong button there. Many families simply can't afford private school, but a Bend school is taking measures to increase enrollment. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
The Waldorf School of Bend is drastically cutting its tuition for students this year. Mo Anderson is the school's faculty chair.
The faculty has agreed to take a wage cut and work for minimum wage this year. We've decided not to hire an administrator. And the board agreed, as long as we made those cuts, to cut tuition in half, basically, for the grades.
The kindergarten through eighth grade school on the south side of Bend usually has about 60 students and has been around for 12 years. Last year, teachers worked for free and took on second jobs to keep the doors open. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A Sisters man will argue his case against the Sisters School District before the Oregon Supreme Court, that coming up next March. Mike Morgan is suing the school district, saying it borrowed $2 million to repair Sisters schools, did it without voter approval. The district used certificates of participation that don't require approval by voters. Superintendent of Schools Jim Golden says this all happened before he took the helm.
The bottom line is it's a very narrow review by the Supreme Court, which is a review on his standing to sue the school district for taking out full faith and credit obligation bonds. My understanding is the review is very limited in scope. It's basically around the whole question of, does he have standing to sue?
And takeoffs and landings at the Salem Airport are about to get a bit smoother. The runway has been coming up a little short for years. Acting Airport Director John Wales says it's limited them for general aviation and in bidding for commercial service. Now the FAA has approved an expansion. The change would take the runway from 5,800 feet to 7,000. That would make it more attractive not only to general aviation, but also allow them to again bid for commercial services, something the state capitol quite likely should have. That's a look at the news this morning. Check us out at KBND.com or follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND.